I've just been talking on the phone with a client of mine who's making 1% return per day on his account. Let me share that and more details with you right now. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and today is Friday the 18th of July. And I've just got off the phone about half an hour ago with a client of mine who's only been with me for just over 1 month. And he's based here in New Zealand, and he was really excited to share his trading results. And I'm not going to mention names on this particular video and podcast, but if you'd like to find out more, I'm sure he'd be more than happy to for me to pass on his details. But he wanted to tell me that he'd spent quite a bit of time initially when he bought the course studying it full time, and the last couple of weeks he's been trading since he started, but the last couple of weeks he's been trading on a live account, and he's making 1% on average per day. Now, he did tell me his account size on a live account. I'm not going to divulge your information, but let's just say he's making more per day than most people on wages would be making per week. And he was just really excited to share that information with me, and just to let me know, obviously, one, he's very happy with his own trading and the returns he's getting, and how much the course has helped him sort of develop from being a break-even type of trader to already this quickly making a really good return on his trading, and also, of course, gaining huge confidence from his trading. Now, he was telling me that he uses my daily analysis that I post for my clients each day, and the strength and weakness analysis that I also post, that's sort of looking at different currencies. Some are strong, some are weak for the day. And so what he's doing is he's trading in those directions, going down to the shorter time frame charts. He suggested that he's looking at mostly the 15-minute time frame for refined entries. Doing extremely well. 1% per day is just an exceptional return. So I just wanted to share that information with you and just show you what is being achieved and what can be achieved by just having a really good strategy in place that suits you and that gives you confidence within your trading. The other thing that's also just happened, I've actually had a really good hour actually. The last 30 minutes I was talking to him, and just before I started this video, I've had a weekly chart trade on the Euro US dollar. It's been open for 2 weeks, so I took it on the 9th of July, and it's just closed for full profit for a 4.6-to-1 reward to risk trade. So that's a pretty incredible return there. If you were to trade, let's say, half of 1% on that trade, which I did, that was a 2.3% return on my account just from that one trade. Yes, it took just over 2 weeks to hit the profit target, but it didn't take any more work, and that's the important thing to realize. It was taken on the weekly chart, so I have to expect that it's going to take 1, 2, 3, or 4 bars, in this case being weeks, to come through to full profit. If I was taking that same type of trade setup on a 15-minute chart, I might expect the trade to take 1, 2, 3, or 4 bars, in other words, up maybe from 15 minutes through to an hour or so, to hit full profit. So it really doesn't matter what time frame chart you take your trades on. If you have a good strategy, the actual candle patterns and the setups, the technical setups are exactly the same. It just depends on the time frame that you're trading at the time when you see that setup. So I'm really pleased with that trade, a really nice profit there on the Euro US dollar selling that. Elsewhere, the New Zealand dollar has weakened quite a lot this week. Now, you might recall that this time last week I was talking about how strong the New Zealand dollar has become, and it still is. But I did say also just to be aware of a likely retracement because of the levels that it was hitting, those new highs it was hitting against the US dollar. And I said at the end of that video and podcast this time last week, just to be aware of a retracement, a pullback likely to occur, and that has actually been the case this week, and the New Zealand dollar has dropped quite a lot against most of the other currencies. And today, being Friday, I'm looking for a lot of strength in the Japanese yen. A lot of strength yesterday, Thursday, and looking for that to continue into today. So all it means is really, if I see currency pair setups that, let's say the euro, Japanese yen, the pound yen, the Kiwi yen, the Aussie yen, are looking for short positions on those because I'm looking for the Japanese yen strength to continue. So it just gives you an idea of the way of the way I'm thinking sort of regarding my trading on a day-by-day basis. It helps you to trade in the likely overall direction for the day. It doesn't mean to say that the on the daily chart the currency is going to close high or stronger or weaker. It's saying that for today, let's say the New Zealand Japanese yen, I'm preferring short positions because my overall opinion is for the New Zealand dollar, it's showing weakness right now, the Japanese yen showing strength. Put the two together and short positions, when they show, or if and when they show, are likely to have a higher probability of success than long positions. So it just gives you an understanding of the way that I'm looking at my charts. So that's it for now. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to talking to you this time next week.